Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bowie Stardust. My name is Allie Renee. I'm an author, writer, artist, and social media influencer. 6 years ago, when David Bowie passed away, he left a legacy behind, and I decided to investigate David Bowie's life, really get to know him personally. And I can't do it physically because he passed away, but getting to know him on a different level personally, where it's not really face-to-face, but you are in front of him, being able to investigate his life and what he's done and everything in between. And because of that, I discovered that he enjoyed and investigated time with love, change, hope, and peace, and being able to be influenced by that. And I was influenced by that. When he passed away, I went through a deep depression, and I was going through a lot of deep stuff in my life. So it was time for me to stand up and start making a difference. And so I did. I saw a video that he talked about getting clean from drugs and alcohol, and I was going through something very similar, where I was going through an addiction. I had to take care of that addiction, but it wasn't easy to be able to do because I discovered the problem that I had was involving being with someone who was, they were physically there, but it was mostly more emotional, like the mental and emotional that they were there for me, not really physical. If you want to know what that means, you're going to have to do some own investigation with my book that I wrote. Something happened to me for the next 6 years. I've been working on myself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and sexually. I've been working on myself, being able to set rules and boundaries and regulations for myself on every category to prepare myself to be a social media influencer. I had to learn to write my own story, to tell people about who I am and what I stand for. I use the same methods as David Bowie, which is really awesome. David Bowie is a writer and an author, and he was a very big influencer all over the world. I mean, he's the man who sold the world. How cool is that? And I'm hoping to be the woman who sold the world or saved the world. He's the man who sold the world. I'm the woman who saved the world because you guys saved me. And I'm going to tell you what I've been going through. The past 6 years with the growth and development of where I've been, I was preparing myself for something that I wasn't aware I was preparing myself for. A life experience that if I wasn't prepared for it, I would have never survived it. I got put in a position very similar to The Real World from MTV, or like reality shows where they're all thrown into different personalities and you're bound and determined to meet somebody at that house that you don't like. And I'm a big fan of Friends, and I thought maybe it would be something like that where we hang out, get to know each other, and see where it goes. But it turned into the House of Horrors. I was there from December 10th, 2021 until April 8th, 2022. You can only tolerate abuse so much. There are certain things you can tolerate with bad behavior that's around you, but you can only tolerate it before it starts to really affect you. I am a master at numbing things because I numbed my life for 7 years with drugs and alcohol. But once you get clean from that and you want to stay clean, you are bound and determined to make sure you don't ever go to that level ever again. And I was pushed to those levels again. And I don't like being put in those positions where my anxiety and my stress is through the roof. I mean, my job as a social media influencer, people were investigating my life and going, man, I love your story. You embrace the things that I embrace. Just like with David Bowie, I met thousands of Bowie fans in the past 6 years, and they ended up becoming my following and becoming part of my team in a way. Scattered all over the world, and those that had my service, which is a chat line called Let's Chat. David Bowie has a song called Let's Dance. I have a service called Let's Chat, which is being able to talk about things going on in your life that you just need some direction, and I'm here to give you that direction and guidance and support without judgment or feeling like you're being teased or nitpicked or bullied. A lot of people have a lot of questions that keep them up at night, and I know I went through that but I was able to get the help I needed and to find the direction I had to go. But one thing that was not expected was me having to go through what I went through, because this was because of COVID. My business was affected so bad by COVID that it shut down in 2021. I barely worked in 2021, and it was because of COVID. So 2021 and 2020, I was writing my book. 2020, I wrote my book, but I had the first copy, and I thought that was part of my story, but it actually was just one portion of my story, so it wasn't complete yet. There were still some things I had to investigate and add into my story before it was complete. And other writers have told me that when you're writing your own story, you're going to want to release it right when you need it the most, because it's going to help provide for you. Now, I'm going to tell you why I feel it's time for me to do this. Last night, my brother and I had a fight, and he was holding my phone over his head, over my head. I'm going to shut it off. I'm going to shut it off. And he was trying to shut off my phone. He finally did that. And he's saying, well, if you're on the phone right now, how come you're... He didn't do that. No, he did. I just happened to have a second phone line and Wi-Fi. And I'm currently staying at a motel room with my cat and my dog. Because of me leaving the house of horrors that I was in, they left me high and dry and drained my bank account. I only have maybe $20 to my name right now. And where I'm staying at was paid for by a good Samaritan. And because this weekend is a holiday, it's expensive to be here. It's over $200 to be in this room. And I can't afford it. So I'm trying to rebuild my business and being able to get my name out there. And I need investigators. I need your assistance with this, because your assistance is needed 100%. Your opinion matters in this situation, and here's why. When you buy a copy of my ebook, in there is you have my YouTube channel, my experience that I went through with the House of Horrors, all the experiences I went through practically my whole life, even the experience recently. And my YouTube channel, I've been documenting the motel life, and I'm living day-to-day, moment-to-moment. That is the most nerve-wracking experience, because I'm on high anxiety and depression daily, 24/7. There's no break. I have high anxiety, and it's not good. I also have multiple sclerosis. So people knowing about my situation, it helps them open up about their situation and say, hey, I can relate to you. You've been through a hardship like me. You go through depression and anxiety. You've met good people and bad people. You've understood why bad people exist and so forth. And I educate people on that too. And I've done so many amazing things with what I have to offer. Because my business was shut down for almost 2 years, I used that time to build my business and make it strong. All it is hanging. I got this concept from, there's a place called cameo.com for celebrities and social media influencers to be able to hang out with their fans for a moment and have one-on-one personal attention with their favorite celebrity for just a moment, but it really makes a difference in their life. And when people read my story and then get my service, we're able to have a nice conversation where they're like, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm managing. And I go, are you okay? And they go, uh-uh, talk about this. So everyone wants to know about my situation, and I want to know about your situation. So I charge $30 for 30 minutes for my service. And if you would like to get a hold of me, to be able to talk with me for a half hour about anything that you'd like, about what's going on in your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, financially, any of those categories, I'm willing to talk. I'm willing to listen to your issues, your problems, your concerns, your worries, your wishes, your dreams, your hopes. You want peace, your dream vacations. We could talk about anything you'd like. And what happens is when you get the stuff that's been keeping you up at night, off your chest and direction where you need to go, it's going to help you out a lot. And everyone's like, well, you should use your own advice. I have been. And it guided me here to do this. I had to prepare to be in the industry. And when you prepare to go into the industry, I've asked questions to people being in the entertainment industry. I don't want to be that typical celebrity that gets too aware of themselves and needs and wants. And it gets to be that stereotypical, I can't perform without my blue M&Ms sort of thing, and the celebrity lifestyle that I don't want. I've never been into that. Someone asked me, what is your dream home? I said, a cabin in the woods with my cat and my dog and visits with family on occasion. I've been so drawn away from the people around me that I just want to escape for about 2 years. With all the trauma that I've dealt with, it's been very overwhelming for me, to say the least. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised that I've managed this far being single and doing this alone. I don't have a partner. I taught myself how to do this. But there was somebody that helped guide me through the whole thing. But it was David Bowie, but in his own words, through the things that I've watched and listened to and read. I've read a ton of books about him. I know everything practically there is to know about him. And I feel like I know him personally. That's how I feel about the situation. That's exactly how you are with your favorite characters in your life that you enjoy. You probably have a favorite superhero. You probably have your favorite Disney character. You have your favorite social media influencer. You have your favorites. And you could tell them the ins and outs of your favorite things. So can I. So can everybody else. And mine isn't just David Bowie. It's also meeting the fans of these people too, getting to know why they like them. And I discovered that David Bowie fans all believe in him because they believe in his message of love, change, hope, and peace. And I believe in that. And he also believed in spirituality. I mean, he was told by a psychic in the 70s when he was Ziggy Stardust when he was going to die. And she predicted it. She said between 68 and 70. So he automatically thought of the number 69. And as soon as he was diagnosed with cancer, he knew exactly where it was going to be. But he was grateful to know his expiration date because it allowed him to get everything that he wanted to accomplish out there. So he knew to prepare for his passing and what he wanted to get out for his final project. And there's a song that he wrote, and it's called Black Star. And the Black Star concept is spirit rose and lead up and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a Black Star. What that means is anybody who's willing to step up to take care and keep David Bowie's legacy going, whether you dress up like him, you listen to and support his legacy he left behind, discovering that you're just like him, like me. We have everything in common. I've been a fan of his since I was 8 years old, but I wasn't like an active fan. I was a fan natural by choice. So it was like I'm influenced by art and entertainment, music and movies and books and all that. And so is David. So it was really cool to be able to keep David Bowie's legacy alive by investigating personality, how he handled himself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, and financially, on how he worked into it. And I followed in his footsteps. I didn't copy him. I read off of him of what he was doing, and I made up my own version of that. And I tweaked it just a little bit. So he has a song called Let's Dance. I have my service called Let's Chat. If you would like this service, please call 775 382-3149. Earlier, I talked about there's a bet that I made with my brother. And he was holding my phone over my head because he was my phone was associated with his account. A lot of things have happened in my family that really shook them, and that's including what happened to me. I'm currently in a motel room and going through some shit, and they're feeling the effects of it too. And my brother's like, I'm going to shut your phone off. I'm going to shut your phone off. He finally shut the phone off. The only reason why I have a phone number right now is I downloaded one a while back, and I'm on Wi-Fi, so I have one. But I'm in a dilemma because I need your assistance. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/BowieStardust, again, it's blogtalkradio.com/BowieStardust, or you can go to my Twitter page, which is @BowieStardust47. When you go to my Twitter page, the link in my bio has everything with my book, my YouTube channel, and everything. It's $7.99 to get this ebook. It's an ebook, and it also has everything with my service and all that. It's all there. So if you're interested in helping and supporting this, I'd really appreciate it because I'm doing this alone. I'm single with my cat and my dog, and if we don't raise money for this weekend, we will be homeless tomorrow. We'll be homeless by noon tomorrow, Pacific Standard Time. And tomorrow's date is the 27th, the 27th of May. I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed because I've never been this scared before. I've had moments of insecurity, but this one's beyond what I can handle on my own. I need assistance. I need a hero. I need a miracle right now. If I could have 1,000 people purchase my book, I wouldn't have to worry no more. If I had 5,000 people buy my book, I could move into a place and have a roof over my head that's not having to pay for it every single day. I only would have to pay it monthly. If 10,000 people bought my book, I'd be able to buy a house and a car. Because right now, I don't even have a car. And if I had a car, I would be sleeping in my car with my cat and my dog right now. And we wouldn't be in this predicament. But it's very scary going through this, but you got to do what you got to do. I've tried every options. I've asked people personally that I know. They only can go so far. I'm trying to reboot my life and start over, but it's not easy. I'm ready to begin my life. I'm prepared for the next step. I'm ready for a new life. Living with everyday anxiety and depression, you don't know if you're coming or going. But what keeps me going is you showing support to me, purchasing my book, donating, visiting my website, being able to help. That helps me get where I need to go and keeps me motivated because I have a lot of projects that I want to get out and I need your assistance with that, with the love and support. If I lose my place, I will lose my animals. I have a cat and a dog, 10 years old. My dog is almost 5. When you bring in a cat to a motel room, that cat probably has more seniority than the majority of the people in my life, and they're right. Being able to say, my cat's with me in a motel room, that cat has seniority, and she does. She just turned 10 years old, and I do not want to give her up because she is amazing for my anxiety and my depression. Her hugs are legendary, and same with my dog. They're really good. It's always good to have animals around. I'm a very big supporter of animals. And I also have multiple sclerosis. And having multiple sclerosis, I've tried working with people, like going to trying jobs, but my MS I'm not what it used to be. I can't handle physical labor. Talking to people on phone or texting or email, that is easy for me. That is the one thing I can do. is to give the advice and direction for the people who need it. And again, they're like, oh, if you know your direction, you should know, you should try for it. It led me here. I had to take a 2-year break to focus on my book and to focus on myself and try to heal. I tried to heal renting a room from a place, but they broke their promises. They said, we'll help you get a job, and they broke that. They broke that promise. We'll help you find a place. They broke that too. I even talked to, someone gave me the encouragement to call news stations locally and report and complain about that home that I was in. It was outdated. The attitudes of people, they overstayed their welcome there. I mean, they have a maintenance man there that signed up to be the maintenance man and would complain whenever there was a problem that needed to be fixed. I mean, don't sign up for it if you're going to complain and bitch and moan if the toilet's acting up. There are a lot of people in there that did not know the concept of less is more. And it was a horrible situation. And I could only tolerate it for so long because I'm happy that I was educated on spirituality. I investigated it because David did. I wanted to see why he was so drawn to it. And now I know why. Because he was always 5 steps ahead. Everybody has stated that in interviews. It was like he knew what he had to do next. It just naturally came to him. There are some people that it just comes natural to them. And that happens to me, where things just fall into place and it happens naturally. And I became a fan of the TV show Supernatural in 2010. And it guided me to know and identify when there's a monster around. When the energy shifts in the home, it taught me how to prepare for paranormal activity, because I experienced that there at this house that I was in. There was a person in there possessed. And you're like, what? Yes. A possession is not knowing what you did and you black out. You have no recollection of it. And you become a completely different person. A lot of people who do school shootings and murdering people, they go into a very dark place and they numb themselves. And that's how they're able to do it. They just numb it and they act as if they don't. It's not even them doing it. That's a possession. And I was hearing scratching on the walls, banging on the walls, speaking in tongue while this person was sleeping in the next room over from me, where his head was right where mine was on the other side of the wall, and keeping me up all night. And then I confronted him the next morning. I was like, were you aware of what you did? He said, no. And I was like, say no more. Back the hell away from me. Step back. Don't even look at me. I'm educated. Like in the middle of the night, I went and actually got the salt shaker and put salt underneath his door because I was freaking the fuck out. It was that incredibly overwhelming for me. And when you have to think like that, it's very shocking. And if one thing that's very much in common with all the houses that are known to be paranormal active and everything is there's an energy in the home. As soon, you can ask anybody that owns the home that has a haunting connected to it, that the house doesn't start acting out until you sign on the dotted line that it's yours. Once you take ownership, it starts to evolve around you and wake up. And when I walked into this home, I went in with an open heart and an open mind. So I wasn't afraid of it, and I was actually looking forward to getting the help I needed. And it gave me a second opinion of what I want and how I want to live my life. I figured out I can't live with my family because we're just the complete opposite. I'm the black sheep of my family because I see through the bullshit with everybody. So I can't be around. I can be around family to a certain point, but I can't live with them because we just be at each other's throats. I'm the black sheep. I'm the opposite of who they are. And when you have that lifestyle, it just, It changes you. I tried to live with strangers. That was a nightmare situation. I've lived on my own. And I got the chance to try it and succeed and also try it and fail miserably. And the failing miserably was not my fault, but I had to deal with what the cards gave me. And the cards said, you have a business that needs to be rebooted and it needs time to grow. So I had to enhance my service while it was MIA. Where it wasn't working at the time because of COVID and everything shut down, and I decided to write about it, and I've been working on it since 2020, and it's finally done. It finally has a name. But there's also something else that's happened in my life. While this was going on, I had an attachment to that someone attached themselves to me, and it was very odd. It was very weird. And from 2019 to about, I think, a week ago, they were connected to me. And I'm trying my best not to get involved. But there's another situation that I'm dealing with besides that, besides the House of Horrors. So I'm trying to heal from a 10-year connection with someone that abused me, while being currently abused by those people, and trying to heal, and trying to grow a business, and learn the ins and outs of the industry, all on my own. I do everything myself. I don't have a manager. I manage myself. If I were to get a manager, and they know my story, where they're like, oh, you have MS? You have multiple sclerosis? No problem. I can work with you. And then when I have to cancel cancel something, they're going to say, oh, if you keep canceling, they're going to hate you. Well, I'm canceling because of my health. And there are some managers that understand those issues and others that say, you're not allowed to be sick on my watch. And that's why I don't work for others. I work for myself. There's a lot of people who have no consideration for creative people. And people who have illnesses, and people who have depression and anxiety, and who love to work alone, but some don't know how to. And I taught myself how to be able to be independent. I'm in the stretch of what it felt like to have a little bit of money. I had an apartment. I was paying my bills, doing my grocery shopping and everything, but then it turned against me. If you want the rest of this story, because I only have a couple minutes remaining, please go to blogtalkradio.com/Bowie Stardust. That's where you'll find my book and my information. Or go to, hold on 1 second. I have 90 seconds remaining. Please go to Twitter at Bowie Stardust 47. At Bowie Stardust 47 is my Twitter page, and go to the link in my bio and you'll have my book there. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Bowie Stardust, and that is where you will find my book and my information, so that way you can help me out. It's a website. There's a website there where there's also a place to donate. If you like to donate, it's there. Thank you so much. God bless. I take all major credit cards, PayPal, Cash App, all that. So if you'd like to donate, it's there. Go to my Twitter page, @BowieStardust47. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a wonderful evening.